Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we are going to be interviewing the amazing Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you, handsome?
I'm good. It's been a very long day working. And, you know, it's, I have to say that the universe is doing some extraordinary things. It's hard to explain for people that who are not very sort of spiritually minded, but there's just the elevation and ascension going on at the moment for me.
I think it's being felt everywhere. It is quite amazing. So
amazing and quick. Everything's going really quick.
Yeah, it feels like time is speeding up at you know, light speed.
Yes. It's good to hear your voice, Laura.
I know, it's been a minute.
You know, how are you feeling? You well? You okay?
I'm doing better than I've been in a while.
Good.
So Ryan, thank you so much for taking your time today to be here with us and everything. I know that you're really busy and we really, really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, interview with us. And so would you, if you would like, if you just start out telling us a little bit about you. I know all about you, but I want all of my listeners to know all about you.
Of course. My name is Ryan Allen. I'm from the UK. I was born in the UK in a lovely city called Birmingham, which is which is in England. And born to sort of West Indian parents with Egyptian background. And I have been through a very interesting journey growing up as a child. Always knew I was very different, always knew that I was very aware of spirit. And it made me feel very awkward because I never quite felt that I could fit in particularly in school. Very, very creative and artist. I was able to draw and paint since I was five, and not like not like a little kid, like drawing and painting like an adult. And
I still don't paint like an adult.
I don't either.
I draw stick figures.
Me too.
And I was spotted. I was noticed by my teachers. They were telling me that I should be going to art school. And then sooner or later, it became very clear when I became a teenager that I had a real gift. I had a talent to be able to draw realism and able to, you know, I went to one of the best art schools in the UK. And I was very, very fortunate. And that's when my trajectory went into working, going to university. I graduated at university in documentary filmmaking that was linked to art and design. So I was very honored to work with some incredible lecturers that showed me the way to expand my creativity in ways that other people might not think is possible. And then soon after that, you know, fast forward, I was immediately working at the BBC about 8 months after I finished university, or which is college, which you guys call college. And I joined the big company, BBC, that everyone knows. And I was then found and discovered to be what they thought was a broadcast journalist. They thought I had the abilities to be in front of camera and deliver content. And so I had a little bit of training, and then I was just kind of thrown in the deep end to kind of figure things out. And soon after, I got an agent. and was working on different projects, TV pilots mainly, ones which, for those who don't know, pilots are often like the testing ground for a new project. And if it works, then it becomes like a series or whatever. So I was very much immersed in media, and that kind of led me to do podcasting and all of that wonderful stuff. I learned my craft. I learned how to stand on stage. I learned how to command the attention of viewers, both, you know, through camera or in the main, in an auditorium, whatever. And yeah, I've loved every bit of it. And now I'm on here, on this podcast, and I found Wisdom just because I got an email and I decided, yeah, why not? So I did. And then I joined, and I'd already had my podcast show called Hey Ryan Podcast. But then I thought, why not try this? And then I met you guys.
The best day of your life.
Was that all right?
Well, you definitely found us, and we're glad that you did. We're very glad that you did. So, Ryan, you've kind of led, as you were explaining, you've kind of led this very public, social, like societal life, right? Yeah. Of, you know, in the public. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about how you have been able to transition from that, you know, this is like from that mainstream on your spiritual journey, mm-hmm. how you have kind of come into that. Like, tell us about your your experience of how that happened for you.
Okay, that's an interesting one. So growing up as a kid, you know, I could see spirit, I could see disembodied people. And I was able to have conversation with them. I could feel them everywhere, and I could hear conversations being had. I didn't know the conversations were actually coming from people's thoughts. It wasn't just voices that I thought was coming from the people that I couldn't see in the disembodied part, but I actually heard voices from people's thoughts, so I could see into their thoughts. And that was very challenging. When I became a teenager, they thought it was social phobia that I had. Because I just didn't like being in big spaces with lots of people, because I could feel everything. Mm-hmm. And when I say feel everything, I mean I can feel everything. Hot thoughts, you know, disagreements, arguments, you know, everything. And it just became like a sea of just voices, and it was becoming too much. And that was having an effect on my blood pressure, because my blood pressure was extremely high when I was 18. And it was discovered when I was at art college, they were doing like a check, like health checks. And they discovered that I had a very peculiar temperature that is unheard of for a human to have, because my temperature was beyond. Oh my gosh. I can't remember now, but I was definitely like 30 degrees, 30, 40, something like that. Like, I was fluctuating at really high levels to the point where they touched me, I was burning. And I just thought I was just overheating.
So it was higher than the average person.
Human. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah you were like, generating energy at a rapid rate.
Yeah, to the point where my body was physically sweating and dripping. So it wasn't as though I was... So I knew that something was up here. And they thought it was strange, because even when they tried to use equipment, the equipment stopped working. So equipment wasn't working around me, and they had to go and get another equipment to try and test me again. And then they finally found out that they said that they don't know why I'm a healthy kid child. There's no reason for this. You know, fast forward. When I discovered that I was sort of in the public space and I was on, you know, doing on television and that sort of thing, I would still get quite hot and warm, but I was more controlled. So I was able to manage myself better. And right. I was part of a sort of a church ministry when I was 24. And I was just, you know, as you do when you're kind of searching for, you know, meaning in life, I just find myself in a church in London. And I was, you know, I had a very, very spiritual experience that I could never explain. I couldn't understand why I could see all these sort of ancient people I don't know why they were talking to me and not to other people. I couldn't understand why angels were always constantly around me all the time. Or I couldn't understand why I was pulled out of my body when I was 27, out of my head, through into the clouds and into the universe, and then having this voice called I Am speak to me, to talk to me about life. So I had all of these these experiences,
right,
that really freaked me out, because I'm saying this doesn't happen to everybody, and I realize it doesn't. And when I had the time loop, so when I was traveling on the train, and I traveled back on myself in London, so what would have taken 2.5 hours in the journey took less than 3 minutes when I came back myself train station. And then I realized that if I left this place called Marylebone Station in London, I should be leaving it and not coming back to it until, you know, a full half day before I get back to my point of reference. I went back on myself in a loop, and it took 3 minutes, and my watch stopped. So I said,
no possibility that you were drugged, right?
No, I wasn't. Just kidding. I wasn't.
I'm just teasing.
No. It was. I didn't know what the heck was going on, because that was beyond me. That was something else now, because I'm like, well, okay. One thing is, I'm seeing so many spirits. I'm seeing people. I'm hearing voices through their thoughts, and then I had to realize that I was just very, very different. I knew that, and I accepted that, and I think the transition from being in a public space, in the public eye, in some ways, that transition happened when I finally, when I had this conversation with this man who was an angel. That's all I can describe him, because I've never seen anything like this. He looked like Father Christmas. He almost looked homeless, but he seemed like he had a home. It was very clear he did, because he was warm. He illuminated like the sun. He had his eyes like blue diamonds, and I'd never seen a human with eyes like that. And he was talking to me and said that I've got work to do. And he kept smiling at me as though he knew me and that I knew him. And I got to the point when I had all of this going on in my life. To that point, I then realized, you know what? Clearly my life is meant to be more than this. And that was my transition. And I think
so all these things are happening to you, all these miraculous things and seeing angels, etc. So where did you look for answers, or how did you discover who you are and what you're supposed to do?
Well, I went on my knees and I prayed.
Beautiful.
I just had to pray. I just had to understand, why me? What is it about me? Why is it? And then I'd be pulled again. So I'd be pulled out of my body again. And I'd find myself in the throne room. And I knew it was the throne room because I was told in my spirit, this is the throne room. I said, but how do I know that if I've not been there before? So I sought my answers from spirit. I did try and ask people in sort of formal church ministry, and there was just a little bit of uncomfortable behavior, because people thought, oh, how are you experiencing all of this? You've only just joined the church. As though me joining a church was the reason that I shouldn't have this. I shouldn't.
Right.
It was like I hadn't got a title or, you know, anything like that.
You weren't ordained by God.
Yeah, I wasn't.
In all actuality, the day you were born, you were ordained by God.
Exactly.
Even before.
And it was just this whole unfolding. And when I began to really commune with the Father, the King, when I realized that I was very, very different, was when I was asked by the I Am about this world. And they kept talking about it like I came to visit this place, like I wasn't from here. And I then the puzzle started to make sense. The pieces started to come together. And right. I realized that I because I'd never really felt part of Earth. For some people who are listening now might not understand this, but I've never, since I was born, I've never believed this was my home. Even as a child. Yeah,
that's actually something I hear on a regular basis from people. My oldest daughter will say the same thing.
Yeah.
She's been telling me ever since she was a little girl, I'm not from here.
Yeah.
And I always took it as, you know, I always took it as, oh, she remembers heaven or she, you know, yeah. But, you know, not understanding what I understand now.
Right. Yeah. I just never, even my being, you know, having a parents and all of that and watching, I always just had this such a level of knowledge that for some people, they didn't understand where that came from. Why do I have all this information? Why am I not wanting to play with the other kids? Why am I always, you know, wanting to look at microbials and look at bacteria because I'm fascinated by it scientifically? I'm just curious about human behavior. And
right.
I just looked at life like a big experiment. And I've got just you. Been like that ever since. Even when people just didn't get me, or I'm like, well, why is it that you think you know what's going on? It's like, what is this? This seems like a matrix. And then I began to start to explore and start to investigate. I started researching. I started to understand, learning about, are there other people like me? Do other people have this combustible temperature that goes up from, you know, normal to massive heat, you know? And as soon as I got to learn about myself and accept myself for being extremely different and not being entirely what people think I am, the temperature changed and I was able to really balance everything out. And I was so pleased because I was always boiling.
Right.
Always.
That is awesome. So let me ask, I want to ask, let's say, Laura, give me an age.
8.
We're going to ask 8-year-old Ryan, who do you want to be when you grow up?
I wanted to be Superman.
Cool. Was it the cape? Was it the leggings? Like what was it? Just it to was, be able to save was, the world,
it, the red
it undies? It was saving the world.
Yeah.
Because I'd always wanted to save the world. I can't describe anything more joyous. No,
I get you. I understand that.
So save the world from what?
From a world that seems to think it exists because it is, but actually it's entirely controlled by something far worse than people could even begin to imagine.
Nice.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
I want to ask Ryan right here, right now, today, Ryan, at 7:41 PM your time, 12:41 PM my time.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, now that's a difficult question.
You didn't think I was going to go easy on you, did you?
No, you wouldn't. Who'd want to be? I'm already grown. I'm just in a body that I chose to be in.
Yeah.
And all I want to see is humans understanding that they're not alone. That they are seen and they are heard. And that the world that they think is very linear is absolutely not. It's magical. And all the inspirations of movies and films for all those years is all inspired because deep down in every human, there's a knowing. And that creativity has come through movies like X-Men and all of those things. It's not just fiction. It's very, very much truth.
Yeah, so I agree.
That's beautiful.
So when I think about the question that you've asked me, it's a great question. The answer to that is that I'm already grown. I'm just trying to calibrate to learn all of who I am and why I chose this body and why I chose this planet and why do I have these abilities that for some people, it just doesn't make sense to them. They think, I've had someone say to me, what kind of sorcery are you conjuring? I had someone say that to me. I thought it was very Elizabethan, very King, like King Lear.
It's from a movie. I can't think of what the movie is, but it's from a movie here in the States.
Yeah.
And somebody says something, and this guy says, "What sort of sorcery is this?"
Yeah.
And it was somebody who was doing magic or something like that. And do you still have the desire to save the world?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel that in you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. Because I would, you know, if the infinite decide is like, it's time for you to kind of unleash and take off the jacket and show everything what you really are, I'd be ready to go.
You got your cape and your red underwear ready to go, don't you?
Oh, forget that. Bring on the feathers.
There you go.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you're going to come to that question about why am I talking about feathers and that sort of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to Fabio, I promise.
Yeah.
So what kind of things do you like to do when you're not saving the world and on wisdom? Yep. What kind of things do you like to do?
Well, one of the things I do enjoy is meditation. I'm a big, big fan of meditation. I also like to just spend time with, you know, my friends that live in my area, that we just kind of chill out, go for dinner and just hang out and do normal, like, human stuff. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I enjoy that. It's lovely to kind of get out and not have the, you know, I still hear the voices and I hear the, you know, people's thoughts. I even see people who are pregnant and they don't know they're pregnant, you know, things like that. And
You don't go up to them and say, "Hey, you know, you got a bun in the oven, right?"
No, I was having dinner with one of my men. It was funny because I could see the baby, and it was only, I think, maybe 8-9 days old, and I was just being shown, you know, the fetus in the liquid, and just that whole kind of warmth of a new life, and I thought it was magical. So I felt very privileged to be able to experience that, and I experienced these connections so quickly. Even, I guess, when I talk about my being this human body, but inside of me, there's something very different. And it's a very, it knows what it is. It knows what its job's to do. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to integrate with it.
Right.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful. So now, obviously, Lauren, I know the answer to this question, but I would like for you to tell your story as if Lauren and I have no idea what the answer is. So as most of our listeners know, Ryan is one of the speakers for FabU.
Yeah.
And then he is also doing his own while he's here in St. George. He is kind enough to be doing another event on the 20th of December called Seasons Miracle. And it's just going to be a private event with Ryan. And we're so super excited about both of those. And so, but tell me, Ryan, in your words, how did you get involved with FabU?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Well, the first thing is, when I heard the podcast show that you were doing and the topic you were talking about, I can't remember what the topic was exactly, the title, but
Why do people fear death?
Why do people fear death? So that was because I don't fear it at all, because I've seen transitions. I've seen so much already. When I listened to the conversation you were having, I was listening, and then I decided to jump on board, and then I had a conversation with both of you. And I already had, you know, I could hear voices and conversations that were not being said by you, both of you. I was hearing it from the infinite. And so I just began to hear the fact about being a gem. And the importance of illuminating the gem, that green gem, that gem. And as soon as I said that, then you both immediately kind of went, oh, What are you talking about? And that was something very private, that something that you both knew about, but I would never have known because we'd never met. So,
and well, even if we would have met, you wouldn't have known, because literally there were four people on this earth that knew. And yeah, that was myself, my husband, Laura, and her husband. So, right. Yeah. So right. even all the people who have met me still didn't know.
Right. And it was just then when we had this long conversation that lasted for a good hour and a half, I think we were talking for. And then after that, we sort of came off there, and then we connected offline. And mm-hmm. And then through that led to meeting all of you on a group conversation video chat, and that video chat it opened up a very different kind of conversation that I wasn't expecting, and it was certainly something I'd already knew was I knew I was part of some kind of a team of some kind for something bigger than myself. And then you both explained to me that my entire being, my species, is not alone. It actually is part of a group. It's part of a team. It's part of a collective that is, you know, is there to work with the divine, and that in a way that people would never understand. And through that conversation led to me understanding why it is that I see angels all the time, why it is I can hear angels singing all the time. Why is it that when I, you know, roar, and I've done that before, people just become refreshed and they're back to themselves again. And I knew it was because I was, you know, what they call earth angels, but I'm beyond that. I'm more than that. And I always knew I was very, very aware of the world in a way that I always felt kingly, very sort of leader. And you made me very aware of why I would wake up in dreams and feel my face, and I'm feeling faces of feathers. My face always felt of feathers. I couldn't understand why I had, you know, I could feel wings on my back. I couldn't understand that. And apparently I was just given two wings last week. So I've got four now, apparently.
Oh, well, good for you.
I thought so.
Is that a double dip, or like what's up with that?
You're good. I like that. I love that. barbecue sauce. It was just a magical moment because we all kind of learned about each other. And Tina, you shared your being, and Laura, you know, did the same, and Terry, and so on. And I felt a sense of completion.
And I think that was when you realized you weren't alone.
Exactly. And
that you weren't a freak, you weren't weird, you weren't, you're just different.
Exactly. And through that led to a natural transition into having an event which kind of came from a download from you, Tina. I think Tina and Laura, I think it was a download you had about an event that was meant to be really impacting people's lives.
Well, for us, like, because you know, like, you were, when we were on that talk and everything, and we kind of got on to I don't even know why we started talking about Christmas.
Yeah. I said his favorite holiday was Christmas.
No, I think I said my favorite holiday was Christmas. And you said you hadn't celebrated Christmas since your grandmother passed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, then come here for Christmas.
Hmm.
You know, and you were like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. Like, I'm going to do that. And you know? And then that's where it kind of came from there of, you know what, while you're here, maybe we could arrange some events. And then as soon as you said yes, it was like, it just, I don't even think it was a download as much as it was just put in front of us. And, you know, it was almost like, we got an anonymous email from God and he said, hey, do this. You know, and then of course, as everybody, you know, it just kind of snowballed from there. But
it did, yeah.
And let me ask you, what is your hope? You are speaking on becoming you, right? Yep. That's your topic. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which I think that it is such a perfect topic for you, mm-hmm. of helping people, because, you know, FABU stands for forgive yourself, allow yourself, become yourself. Mm. And, you know, I think that that space of becoming you, mm. And for myself, mm. And it's crazy because Laura and I literally were like, we were trying to get a project done and everything that we were working mm. on. And mm-hmm. in that process, one of the things that we were talking about is how important it is for us to be able to not have fear of yeah. standing on our own. And yeah. knowing, you know, having, because we can have all, like Laura and I, we are business partners, we are mm. friends, you know, we are family, mm-hmm. but it is so vital for Laura to have her events, have yeah. her healing modes, for her to have her family and her, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like what works mm-hmm. for her. Yeah. And for me to have my events and my things, you know, mm-hmm. do we collaborate on things? Yes, absolutely. Obviously, mm-hmm. FABU.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But it is so important for us to be able to develop and shine mm. Within our own selves and our own lives and becoming ourselves.
Absolutely.
And because I'm a whole person without Laura. Laura is a whole mm. person without me. Are we stronger together? Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, well, it depends on what we're doing.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? We're stronger yeah. together, but that doesn't mean just because we're stronger together. It's just like a marriage.
Yeah.
Yes. As a unit, you are stronger, but it doesn't mean you stop developing self.
Exactly.
And that was something that her and I were talking about of how vital that is. And that's really what you're going to be helping people to come into is yeah. you know, having no longer being of, and I'm going to go a little vulnerable here, not necessarily vulnerable, but private. when Terry, Brian's like, oh no, I thought I knew everything about her, but here it goes.
Yeah, here we
you
go.
You actually already know this. So,
yeah.
But I probably haven't explained it in this way because I just came to the realization of it in the last day or so. Okay. But, anyways, you know, during my, Terry and I have been married for 28 years, right? And
congratulations.
I would say for the first probably 22 years, I always felt like I loved him more than he loved me. And I always felt like he could take it or leave it. I mean, I knew mm-hmm. that he loved me,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't believe that I would survive without him.
Oh, wow.
Like, if he died, I knew I would go on and do great things for my children and I would, mm. and I would survive. Mm. But, if he left me mm. for another woman or for another mm. man or for himself, mm. I didn't believe that I would survive that. Mm. And, we were married 22 years. When we had an event where we were actually literally looking at getting divorced.
Oh, wow.
And through that, I had to come to that space of knowing mm. that I would be just fine, that I would mm-hmm. thrive, that mm. I would be okay. And when I did that, mm. and it became instead of I'm with you for survival. It became, mm. I'm with you because I want to be with
by
you.
Choice.
Yeah, cool. By choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it changed the energy for him because then what I didn't realize was the energy I was putting upon him, plus mm-hmm. the societal teachings of what a man is supposed to do and take care of right. the family and blah, 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 right?
Blah, blah, blah.
Energetically, I was putting him in a space of, if you leave, she won't survive. You'll be killing her. And so when I shifted that energy and went, oh, you know what? I used to be with you, but I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
I will survive without you. Mm. When I stepped into, well, that was the first time I started stepping into, I will be becoming myself forever. Mm-hmm. But that was probably the first time I really stepped into becoming me.
Wow.
It changed the energy, and he no longer felt responsible for me.
Oh, I see.
And it completely changed our relationship, because now we're not together out of obligation or survival. We're together because we choose to be.
And that's the powerful thing, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How important is it to step into becoming?
It's a thing where to become you, to become the real you, and this is for anybody really, it's understanding that you can be independent and powerful, and that when you're with someone else in a romantic sense, or even if it's like a business or friendship or whatever it may be, is this independent level of power that takes a bit of surrendering, because there's all these ideas that society says that you know you need someone, you need someone, you need someone, and it's like, no, that need is a desire to have a good team of people that can understand the mission, the vision, but independently, you know, everyone can be stronger. But I think in order to become super strong is also looking at the shadows, looking at the dark parts of ourselves. Ooh. And
Laura and I know all about that one.
But I tell you, so many people haven't, you know, there's like, they haven't shone the torch on any of it. And because, you know, there'll be people who will think, well, how can you be so confident and yet, you know, be on your own? You know, could people find that odd? You know, I'll get people saying, well, you know, have you got kids?
Well, it's because you're handsome. That's why they find it odd, because you're handsome.
Yeah, they kind of go, I'm going to say, oh, yeah. But anyway, but they just can't understand it. It's like, you know, I think there's a lot of self-awareness, a lot of self-inquiry I've been doing over the years, a lot of journaling, a lot of just getting to grips with who I really am, not the person I think I am or what I think I want people to see. It's all about, and that surrendering to people's, you know, ideas is, it all requires the work with self first. And that's one of the things I've been doing for a very, very long time. And, you know, where I can stand on the stage, I can be public and be myself and not put up a pretense. Because I've dealt with all that sort of stuff, and also learned how to step away and how to walk away from difficult or toxic relationships that perhaps are just not working for me.
Right, absolutely. So, Ryan, let me ask you. Thank you for all of that. That was, I think that the way you explained it really kind of hits home. You know, so let me ask you, what is your hope for FabU?
My hope for FabU is to see an event that transcends the norm of what an event of self-development is all about. An event that really unfolds and unravels people from the inside out, where people can
like a dismantle and rebuild.
Dismantling and rebuilding and ultimately being able to shine brightly the way they really should have been doing the whole time. And to just to empower men and women from all around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, through live stream, through being in the presence of being in a space in Utah, and just be in awe of their realness. And to realize that their life isn't really boring at all. It's actually magical. And there's a whole world that exists right in front of their nose. And they never realized it was there all along. That is what I would hope for, that people are totally changed, not just a little bit, but radically changed from the inside out.
Yeah, that is. That is our hope as well.
Yeah, and they walk a little bit taller.
Yeah.
Really do.
We're excited about the shockwaves.
Oh.
Not just the people who are there or watch it live stream, right? That will be a beautiful shockwave. But the shockwave that comes from then those people going and shining as brightly as they can. Mm. And
people recognizing and going, hey, what happened to you?
Yeah, what's going on?
I discovered this about myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
there's going to be a lot of changes. People are going to really look at themselves and look at their life and go, what am I doing? What is this all about?
I think it's going to be the giving back of free will, of reminding humanity you have the free will to choose.
Yeah.
With no judgment.
No.
You get to choose. You can live the life that you're living. If it's working for you, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is absolutely okay.
Yeah.
But if it's not working for you, let us help you.
And the thing is, there are people that I know who would be saying, well, you know, my life's quite good already. But then when they go into the presence of the infinite, your whole entire world transforms. Your eyes are wider open. You see and feel that when the first time I'd had that moment with the infinite, I was changed forever. And it literally felt like I was out of my body for 4 weeks. And I'd only been out of my body for two and a half minutes, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm being told, no, it was about 30 seconds. Okay, right.
they're like, don't get crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, like 2.5 minutes. It was like, well, 30 seconds.
You know, what's beautiful is that most adults, right? That feeling of when you fall in love for the first time, that first love.
Mm. I remember that actually.
I do too. And just the beauty and the power of it. Now imagine loving like that, loving yourself like that.
Oh,
loving a human like that. Well, can you imagine? It's not easy.
It's not easy at all. And that's going to be FabU23.
It is.
FabU22. We're just going to start with self.
How to love every human.
But absolutely. Imagine an event where you get to fall in love with yourself. And not in a narcissistic asshole way, but in a beautiful, divine way.
Mm.
But you know, once you do find that self-love, I believe that it is easier to love the rest of humanity.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, as we were talking about it earlier, and you know, it's not, it's hurt people. So you fall in love with the, how can I help them? Why are they hurting? Versus taking it personally.
Right.
Exactly.
Because why do we judge? Why do we say hateful things in a desire to not look within? But if you are able to go to that space of forgiveness, allowance, becoming you, there is no need or desire to judge another or to be cruel or unkind.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is, it just that desire leaves you completely because you start to see everything as that has nothing to do with me. Somebody's rude or unkind or judgmental.
Exactly.
And it's coming from themselves.
I totally agree. It's something that I've learned very quickly. I don't take things personally at all now. Because I look at people differently by what they say and how they operate. And I kind of, you know, I quietly know, okay, that, you know, something, because when we are doing like great stuff in our lives and some people kind of get like irritated, it's because it's just shining a light on them and they can see that they're looking at themselves and they're kind of going, well, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Right.
Or there's something deeply, deeply broken inside that they've hidden for so long. And I know what that feels like. You know, I remember the days when I just found it very, very challenging to deal with Father's Day because it was always that day that would keep coming around every year. And I'd be always angry, always upset. And people would just, you know, so how was your Father's Day? And I'm like, And I was literally going, fabulous. It was absolutely fantastic. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. And they're going, you're being dramatic now. Because I could just tell I was really annoyed. And then I have Mother's Day, and then that will be another issue. And so I knew I had to go and get that looked at, really start doing the work, because it was causing me so much pain and stress that I just knew I had to deal with it. So becoming is a very important thing for me to talk about, because I've had that process. I've had to work through it. And also learning how to love the people and let them go, that they care about.
That's a rough one.
It is, but love them so much. You have to let them go. That was difficult. And also codependency and all those sorts of issues, whereby I'll be in a relationship because I want to be in the idea of being in one. And I wasn't becoming myself. I was actually losing myself through in a relationship that was really not working for me. But then I had to learn, take responsibility for your choices. And that, you know, I walked into that situation, and I literally, you know, did lose myself for 3 years. Didn't know who I was, didn't recognize myself. Right. And right. So becoming you is also about how to come back from losing you.
Right. Right. So Ryan, I'm going to talk about, for people who want to know more about Fab You, which by the way, did you know that you are a YouTube star now?
Am I?
Yes, apparently you are.
Free Will Healing YouTube.
Yeah, on the Free Will Healing YouTube, your Fab You video is on there now. So I thought I sent you a link. Maybe I didn't. I'll send you a link to it.
Oh, wow.
Something I wanted to bring up real quick. We did want to clarify to everybody on this wisdom channel that this is not a wisdom event.
No.
Yeah.
This is an event that we are putting on. Most of the speakers that will be coming here do have a platform on wisdom, but this is not a wisdom backed or sponsored or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is God's event.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, so for people who want to purchase tickets or just want to read more about it, you can go to www.freewillhealing, and that's free will is W-I-L-L healing.com/FabU. And you can, there's a link there to buy tickets. There's information on the speakers. And we actually have, I'm so sorry, my brain just went.
That's okay.
And to see your personal event, Ryan, also, it is
Seasons Miracle.
Seasons-Miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because they can.
It's freewillhealing.com/, isn't it?
We call it slash.
We call it backslash.
And if you just go to Free Will Healing, there's two buttons there that say Fab You and Seasons Miracle.
There you go. There you go. And then we also have a GoFundMe for Fab You, and the GoFundMe is for the equipment rental, the building, it's all for the expenses so that we can make sure, because Laura and I are not independently wealthy by any means. And but anyways, none of that money goes to pay speakers or us or anything like that. And any money that is left over from that will go to the next Fab You. Mm-hmm. So we ask everybody to please GoFundMe and check it out, because every dollar counts.
Yeah, anything helps.
Anything helps. And if you go to our profile here, it actually has the GoFundMe link in it, or you can go to GoFundMe and type in Fab You in the search on GoFundMe, and it'll pull it up, and it's Fab You, Raising the Vibration of Humankind. Mm-hmm. Everything helps. We want to make sure that, everything is taken care of. And, we looked at,
there's a lot that goes into a conference.
Yes.
There is, isn't there? It's a lot,
yes,
isn't it?
There is. So, but anyways, Ryan, if you would tell everybody your social medias where they can follow you.
Of course, absolutely. So, well, I'm everywhere. I have.
that's what we heard.
All my listeners on this platform would just go to heyryanpodcast.com. That is heyryanpodcast.com. Also, you can go to MATC conference. So literally MATC and then the word conference.com. That will take you to the event that I'm planning for 2023, which is even super intense because it's going to be like television. So there's like, you know, five cameras and being recorded and it's live and it's being cut and edited all at the same time with music. Imagine. That's a lot. Nice. So there's that as well. And also,
so you know exactly what we're going through right now.
I do know exactly what you're going through right now. And also I've got my own personal website, which is just my first, middle and last name, which is Ryan. My middle name is O'Neill. So O-N-E-I-L. And my last name, A-L-L-E-N, RyanO'NeillAllen.com. And that can just kind of summarize all the things that I do all in one place. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And you can also go on my Instagram, but there's all the links, my social links are all on my website, so you've got lots and lots of things to go for.
awesome. Well, Ryan, we are so excited about having you here and about Fab U and everything else, and we just love you to death, and
I can't wait to feel, because like I love talking to you and I can feel your energy, but I can't wait to see you in person
for everybody
that attends. Combustible. To just feel everybody's energy that's coming through.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty amazing. I'm really really excited.
And I was really, it was just lovely listening to Kristen yesterday. I really enjoy the conversation, and I also listened to Mojo. I think Mojo was the day before,
right? Yeah.
And it was just a wonderful conversations, and there's just a beautiful synergy between all the speakers. It's just a really beautiful team operation, and there's going to be so many people there at the event. Looking forward to my good friend Sean Lewis James, who is a former NFL pro athlete for the Minnesota Vikings, is also going to be there.
And very hot. Very handsome.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that as well.
Who is? Me or you?
No, well, I'm assuming if you're smart, you, but definitely me. I'm looking forward to it.
And I say he's
just, you know, we've had the opportunity with you, Ryan, you know, to speak with him. And he is just such a sweet, humble man.
Yeah, very, very.
I'm really excited about him coming as well. Everybody. It's going to be like what Mojo and I came up with. It's going to be like summer Christmas camp.
Oh, yes. I heard that. Summer Christmas camp. Well, you know, it's going to be, I mean, you would have seen, for those who haven't seen it, because if they go to my Instagram, which is basically Ryan O'Neill Allen on Instagram, you'll see the video that I did with Andrea. And it was hysterical because we were doing so many funny things. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
She's hilarious.
It's, like, it's going to be times 50, 100 when we're all together, because it's going to be like that.
Oh, I know. I know. It is going to be insane.
It is.
I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait to meet everybody in person.
I also think it's going to be a revelation for some people. I think some people are going to kind of find themselves at the event. I think even, you know, some of the speakers might, you know, kind of find a new self, a new degree of self.
We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't. Because each time we speak and listen to other people speak, should we not be
learning
and ascending? It's going to be very powerful, and we're not immune to that power.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, if anything, exactly. We should be even more in tune with it.
Oh, gosh, yeah, after hearing everybody.
You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm just super excited to be and honored to be part of it. And also, I'm looking forward to just meeting the people and having these beautiful human connections. And that, because that's what I love. I love connecting with humans. I just really love it, because when I see someone, I'll see a whole new story. I'm also honored and grateful for the infinite to have designed and created me to be this type of being that has just such a big heart for humanity, like massive, massive. And even though in this human world, there's parts of my life which are not complete, you know, in some ways, you know, or families that are not really as supportive to me as I'd like. I have those human stories, but it's also, I hope that for other people who listen to the stories that I share and others share, that you can get through challenging times, and that if you do accept and celebrate yourself with the infinite and recognize that you're more than what you think you are, all the other things, this human world and human stories and drama, doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. Ditto, brother.
Right.
Let me
right.
tell you.
Right.
Yeah. Ditto. You
know, this is what I'm saying.
We so appreciate you taking your time, Ryan. Yeah. And
I appreciate hearing your voice. I hadn't talked to you in a while.
I know, it's been a while, isn't it?
Yes.
So, well, we love you, brother, so very much.
Love you too.
And
love you both. Love you. Both.
Yeah, I know that we took you over on time because we were running late, and I apologize for that. But
okay.
We are just so, so very grateful for you, Ryan, and we love you very much. And we're so excited about you coming and Fab You and Season's Miracle is going to be amazing.
It's going to be incredible. And for those who are listening right now, all 60 of you, make sure you buy a ticket. Buy a ticket, buy it quickly, yes. You know, get it quickly, go, you know, Season's Miracle, and also Fab You, get it, you know, because Fab You is all about being fabulous. You want to be fabulous?
Yeah, and they don't even have to go to a different site. It's all on one site on Eventbrite. Both tickets options are there. You just pick each event and you can get your ticket.
And as soon as we have enough funding that we know that we'll be able to pay for the live streaming, we will have live streaming tickets up as well.
Yep. We should
go fund me so that you can see it live streamed.
Exactly. And that would be awesome too.
Yes. All right. Well, we love you, brother.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
So, we have Matthew who has been waiting patiently. Matthew, I can give you about 2 minutes. And to say hello.
Hey, hello there. Yes,
hello.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, not much. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm actually right now in the grocery store, grocery shopping. But,
I just like the most.
But thank you for letting me come on here, at least for like 2 minutes. And just wanted to let you know that I did send you a message on your on Instagram, you know, saying, hey, what's up? And also wanted to remind your husband that the dedication to Macho Man on his birthday, November 15th, will be at 2 o'clock on Wisdom.
So, yeah, he's on Macho Man's birthday?
Yes.
Got you. And that's November 15th. I'm writing it down. Macho Man on November 15th. And so the message you sent on Instagram, was it to Free Will Healing? Because remember, don't have a Tina Mason. I don't have a Tina Mason one.
Yeah, it was at the... it was. The one that's on your I sent it to your Instagram, the one that said in your profile right here on Wisdom.
Oh, got you. Okay, awesome. All right, sweet boy. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I always love hearing your voice. And
you
have a beautiful day and good luck in the grocery store.
Thanks.
All right, sir. All right. You have a wonderful day. And to everyone else, thank you so much for being on here with us.
Thank you for listening. Yeah.
And we love you exactly as you are.
Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
Who said you have to?